This is the recording of the second chapter of part 4 poetic forms. Name of the chapter: the sonnet. The sonnet, a short poem of 14 lines, was recited to the accompaniment of music. The term sonnet is a derivative of the Italian sonetto, meaning a little sound or song. Though the origin of this form is uncertain, yet Italy is determined its birthplace. The vogue of sonnet writing was already in the 13th century, but theoretically it came into discussion as a type in 1332 with the publication of Summa Artis Rhythmici by Antonio da Tempo, the learned judge of Padua, who listed 16 possible forms of the sonnet. The sonnet was primarily intended to portray the physical charm of the beloved and pour out the emotional outburst of the lover. The two noted Italian poets, Dante and Petrarch, unlocked sincerely their passionate love for their sweethearts, Beatrice and Laura, respectively. But the Italian sonnet is generally associated with the name of Petrarch. The Italian sonnet. The Italian sonnet is called the Petrarchan or the classical sonnet because it became a model to other countries. It is divided into two parts. The first 8 lines is called the octave, rhyming ABBA, and the last 6 sestet, rhyming CDE, CDE or CDC, DCD. The octave may be further divided into 2 quatrains, each of 4 lines, and sestet into 2 tercets, each of 3 lines. At the end of the octave, there is a definite pause called caesure, C-A-E-S-U-R-E, which serves an independent unity of thought. And a turn is given to the development of thought in the sestet, which is called volta. But the uniformity of wholeness of the poem is never marred. This poetic form is exported in the 15th and 16th centuries to Spain, Portugal, France, the Netherlands, England, and later to Germany, Scandinavia, and Russia, and ultimately it began to be practiced all over the world. The English sonnet or the Shakespearean sonnet. The sonnet came to England in the 16th century with Sir Thomas Watt and Henry Howard, the Earl of Surrey, who visited Italy on some diplomatic mission and learned this poetic form. Watt wrote sonnets with a closing couplet in the sestet CDD, CEE, but made no change in the Petrarchan octave. But it was Surrey who did not conform to the Italian structure and modified it into 3 quatrains ending with a couplet ABAB, CDCD, EFEF, GG. He made the sonnet smooth, elegant, and congenial to English language. The structure was so brilliantly handled by Shakespeare that it was called after his name. the Shakespearean sonnet has neither a caesura nor volta, but the ideas run up to the couplet where the poetic thought reaches its climax. The Spenserian sonnet. In the 16th century, another sonnet form was devised by Edmund Spenser. He discovered that the Shakespearean sonnets lack a structural unity or coherence because all the quatrains are not related to one another. Instead, each quatrain forms its own rhyme scheme. Thus, Spenser evolved a new variety, ABAB, BCBC, CDCD, EE. Here, each of the quatrain is linked up with the other. The Miltonic Sonnet. In the history of the English sonnet, the Miltonic sonnet occupies a prominent place because of its dignity, unity, and structure. Milton revived the true Italian pattern, but he often lets the octave run into the sestet, and no pause is marked at the end of the octave. The sonnet sequence. The sonnet has a productivity history in England during the Elizabethan period. A number of poets produced sonnet sequence at that time. The sequence is a series of sonnets dealing with love, emotions, and entreaties of the lover. It has a unity of ideas, but the flow of the thought never runs one stanza to another. Shakespearean wrote 154 sonnets, Sir Philip Sidney in Astrophel and Stella, and Spenser in Amority. Later examples of the sonnet sequence are D. G. Rossetti's House of Life, Elizabeth Barrett Browning's Sonnet from the Portuguese, William Ellery Leonard's Two Lives, and Dylan Thomas' Alterwise by O Light. The subject matter of the sonnet. As it has been noted that the sonnet was used to express the emotions of love by the Italian and the Elizabethans. With the passage of time, its range is widened and it includes any mood and subject such as religion, politics, and personal anxieties. This chapter is now over. Thank you.